Just two halakhot to review in the order of Leila Seder. When it comes to the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah, so the Achilat Matzah is done after the Rochza, where we make the Tila Yadayim with the Beracha, and then the Orech, the one that's setting up the Seder, he grabs all three matzot. Actually, it's two whole ones. The top is whole and the bottom one is whole. And the middle one is perusa. The middle one is broken. It's the smaller piece. The reason why it's broken is because the Gemara says it's called lechem oni, poor man's bread. And the way of a poor man is to eat in small pieces. It doesn't have a hole. We take all three in our hands, and the orech has kavanah to be motzi, everybody their obligation. He's going to make two berachot. The people are not going to answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, because they're being yotzeh. And the orech is being motzi them. He has to have this kavanah. If you don't trust that the one that's making the beracha either knows this kavanah or knows how to say the berachot properly, then it's proper to take two matzot yourself and make the berachot, because you're not going to be yotzeh with his kavanah and with his beracha. After he makes the hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, he drops the third matzah. The hamotzi is made with the top and the bottom one, because those are the whole ones. You need two whole ones for hamotzi. After he makes hamotzi, he drops the bottom one. Now he's holding the one and a half, and he makes asher kedeshanu b'mustav esimanu ad achilat matzah. Now he cuts from the top one and the bottom one a little piece. He dips it in salt three times, leaning he eats. But that's of course not the shi'ud. He has to eat much more than that. But before he gets to eat the shi'ud, he has to give out to everybody around the table a piece from the top matzah and a piece from the second matzah. Of course it's not going to be enough for everybody's kezayit either. But just so they can be to'em, so they can taste from the matzot shem mitzvah. Where do you get the kezayit from? From the box. And therefore everybody should have an ample supply of matzot, in order that everybody should have at least one kezayit for motzi matzah, preferably two kezetim for motzi matzah. He needs one kezayit for korech, and preferably two kezetim for afikoman. But the adar, if you have one kezayit for afikoman, it's okay as well. So if you want to be deluxe, to do everything the proper way, every person needs five kezetim. So you have to make a hashbon when you go by the matzah that you have enough stock. Shouldn't run in the middle of the set and say, wow, I didn't realize what a kezayit was. I didn't realize everybody needs to eat five of these. I thought everybody eats a kezayit. Well, how big is an olive? And therefore he doesn't know the hashbonot and he runs out. After the kezayit or the shtei kezetim is given out for the motzi matzah, then one must remember to lean to his left when he eats the matzah. If he did not lean to the left when he ate the matzah, lo yatzah, and he must do it over again. As we explained, the leaning must be not a tilting of the head, nor a leaning of the body. It must be actually a leaning on something. For example, if a person is sitting at the table, so the table is in front of him. So if you want to make it easy and you have room, a person will be able to move his table, move his chair, put his chair to the side, and then lean on the table itself. So your shoulder is on the table, and your left hand is also resting on the table, and you're leaning on your hand on the table itself. If you don't have space to lean on the table itself, so then if your chair has a back, so then you go to the back of the chair and you lean back, like Chaim ben Zion said, 45 degrees minimum. Not that you have to measure it b'dikduk, but at least it should be a shi'ur of haseba, where it's obvious that you are leaning. Therefore it's incumbent upon the orech of the seder to remind everybody of these obligations and to make sure that everybody eats the shi'ur. The most important thing is to eat the matzah. Like it says in the Seder, The night is called matzah. The Zohar Kadosh calls the matzah Nehama de Asvata. It's the bread of Nefuah. It's the bread of cure, the bread of healing. And therefore, a person shouldn't say, well, I don't want to eat too much. If the doctor would come along and say that if you eat this food over here, you'll become better. So he'll eat it, even if it's difficult for him to eat it, even if he has a lot of it, even if it's if he's not so in the mood, because he knows the benefits. Over here, the benefit, first of all, is the mitzvah taseh min haTorah. God says to eat it. That enough should be a motivating factor. But the Zohar Kadosh says, Ne'amad asvata, it's a cure. And therefore, by eating the matzah and the pesah, it saves a person from going to the doctors, bar minnan, all year long. So it's a proper investment. It's a proper to know the shi'urim. The final halakha, which we said last night at the seder, the model seder that we made, is, according to Acham ben Zion and Bashaul, the way you calculate a kezayit of matzah, if you're going by weight, 30 grams is a kezayit. So it's very simple. You take a scale, you put the matzah on the scale, when it hits 30 grams, you see, that's the shi'ur. However, the minhag of the Sefaradim is not to go by weight, we go by volume. In this case, the volume is going to be less. So it's to our advantage to go by volume. Hakam Ben Shur made a calculation that if you calculate 20 grams, actually he said 18, but we're rounding it off to 20, because sometimes the matzah gets stuck in your teeth and the crumbs fall on your shirt. So 20 grams, let's say. 20 grams of weight, according to Hakam Ben Zion, is considered 1 ounce of volume. So therefore, all you do is have to take the matzah, whatever matzah you're using. Preferably, you should use matzah shemura avodat yad. Chacham Ben Zion didn't like the machine-made matzah. According to Chacham Ben Zion, you don't make a barakah al achilat matzah on the machine-made matzah. That's Chacham Ben Zion held. Chacham Ben Zion held differently. But today we have a lot of matzah avodat yad. Once you get the best shemura avodat yad, get a scale, a weight scale, like they have for Weight Watchers, where they have the grams, where you're able to weigh exactly how much grams. Whatever matzah you're using, usually the round matzot are a standard size. Some are a little bit thicker, some are a little bit thinner, so therefore each one has to judge is the matzah that he's using. Put it on the scale. Look for 20 grams. Once you get the 20 gram mark, you know that that's a kezayit. So what do you mean, Rabbi? Kezayit is 30 grams. No, 30 grams, that's in weight. We're not going with weight, we're going in volume. 20 grams of weight equals the volume of one kezayit. So therefore you have your 20, boom, that's one kezayit. Do it again. Make another 20 gram weight. Now you have two kezayits. That's your shi'ur for motzi matzah, lechem techila. Put in the bag, now you notice the shi'ur everybody has to eat. You showed them before. Hey, Rabotai, this is the shi'ur you have to eat over here. Or, like we said last night, make them the bags. Before Pesach, prepare. You have 50 people to say that. Buy 50 bags. Get your scale, take 15 minutes, make pre-made packages. Everybody, motzi matzah, as you go, eat it. When it comes to the korech, you only have to have one kezayit. Kezayit of matzah and kezayit of maror, the same way to measure, Chacham Ben Zion said. Do 20 grams and do also the same shiur when it comes to the maror. Somebody asked the question, Rabbi, can I use the scale on Yom Tov? Oh, if it's an electric scale, you cannot use it on Yom Tov. But let's say you have a manual scale. Halakha says medida shel mitzvah is mutar on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can bring the scale to the table and you can measure it. But that's already very time. It takes time. If a person is in a pinch where he didn't do his homework before the seder, of course, you can use the scale on the seder itself. But preferably, one should try to make the shi'urim at least before. When it comes to the shi'ur of wine, shi'ur of wine is done the same way. Take your scale. Pour the wine into the scale, into the cup of the scale. What's the magic number you're looking for? 86 grams. Gematria, kos. Kos is 86, that's how you remember it. You pour the wine into the cup, boom, once it's 86 grams, you got to be mahmir to be safe, 86, 87, okay, matur manayim. That's it. And therefore you find the cup. When you're going to buy your cups for the seder, you have to make sure that the cup holds at least 86 grams. In this case of the fluid. And then you have a shi'ud. But if the cup is a small cup that doesn't hold 86, you're not yotzeh. Even though you drank the whole cup, even though if you drank 85, so therefore, one rabbi said, an 8 ounce plastic cup, an 8 ounce plastic cup is much more valuable on Leil Seder than a 100% gold 3-ounce cup. The plastic at least has a shi'ur. The gold 100% is lacking the shi'ur. So it's not how fancy the cup is on Pesach. It's not how expensive the cup is. What we're looking on Pesach is how much the cup is able to hold. And it does not matter whether the cup has a stem on it or whether the cup is flat-bottomed. All the cups are good. Of course, we don't use plastic. I was giving an example. We should use either glass or silver. But the point is, if a person takes a little shot glass, for example, the cups they use for the ada or for the, you know, for the drinks during the year, this is enough over here. Lo yatzei bechamato. Even though he drank from it, even though he leaned and everything. Therefore, one must be careful. What happens a lot of times, people are eating by other people's homes. You have no idea what kiddim they're giving you. You're a prisoner in that house now. You come to somebody else's house before on the holiday. Ah, let's say there, Baruchim Baim. Okay, here's your cup. They give you a tiny little cup over here. What is this over here? No, this is the minhag. We use these cups in Baghdad on Seder. I mean, these cups don't have the shi'ur. This is what we have. Now what are you going to do? You're going to start making a fuss in the middle of the Seder now? Bring me a juice glass. Bring me another glass. So therefore, hakam enab birosho. If you're eating somewhere else, you have to make sure that the equipment that they're providing for you is suitable. Many times people go to somebody's house for Pesach. What happens? He doesn't have matzah shemura. They got the regular matzah. They don't get the matzah shemura. Everybody knows you have to get matzah shemura. They went to the store. They bought a box of matzot. Right, it says kosher for Passover. Kosher all year round and for Passover. He took it. He ate it. Lo yata. If you ate the meat matzah shemura, amudat yad, you're running into a big problem. Now once you get to the Seder, what are you going to do? You're going to have to go to the... There's no matzah gamah. Where are you going to find matzot? Therefore, again, those that are not eating at home for the Seder must ensure that the equipment that's being provided for them is kasher for the mitzvot. I'll add to that, the maror that they're giving you also must be baduk, has to be checked from bugs. So it's quite possible if a person doesn't do his planning properly, he not have a shi'ur of arba kosot. He's not going to have matzah shemura, and the maror is inedible because of the bugs. And then what did he do? We're waiting for this night of Nisan the whole year, and then when the night comes, it gets messed up. Therefore, we have a week still to prepare, to make sure. And worse comes to worse, as I said many times, when people go to eat by somebody's house, the custom is to bring a gift. This one brings a tablecloth, this one brings a towel, this one brings a sefer. The best gift, if you're going to somebody for Pesach, buy him a box of shemura matzah. Abudat yad. Now you bring him a box, everyone gets to eat it. Every kizayit you eat is a mitzvah anyway. Therefore, it's a timely mitzvah, and it's an eternal gift. It's a gift that lasts forever. And you cover yourself. They don't have to worry. You have matzot over there. At least you brought your own matzot, so you can eat from it. Because everybody's very, very personal when it comes to the matzot. And Be'azat Hashem, we follow these basic principles and guidelines when it comes to the shi'urim, when it comes to the leaning. And Be'azat Hashem, everybody will have hak kasher v'sameach.